Access All Areas with Joanna Shimonides and Stephen Lang on FUBAR Radio.
Kicking off with some beats tonight.
Hello.
How are you, Joanna?
I'm good. How are you?
Good to have you back. How have you been?
Yeah, I've been good. Been busy. Tired. Very tired.
You don't look tired. You look gorgeous.
But do you know what? I feel like... Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
You know, I don't give out compliments very often.
No, you don't. But do you know what? You look stunning with that hat on today. So, guys, I walked in with my hat on, my woolly hat, and then Stephen had his one in his bag, and he magically put it on, and we're now like twins.
Like weird little skater twins.
It's like Where's Wally, but not the stripiness. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, and not really like Where's Wally at all.
No. How have you been?
But I'm absolutely boiling in this room. I'm all good. I'm fully. I had the flu a couple of weeks ago. I'm fully recovered now.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh my god, you're right.
Yeah, all good though. All good. We have a really packed show today, don't we?
A what?
We have a really packed show.
We have, and we've got so many great guests today. Like, I'm actually really, really, really excited.
So let's not waste any time.
No.
Let's get them in.
Let's bring them in.
So we've got Sophie Kasai.
Can't wait.
You've been having a little chat with already, I believe.
Yeah, I know, I literally love her.
From Geordie Shore. Yep. And then we've got Four of Diamonds and Lauren Harries all in the studio. So it's going to be a busy one. So let's play a little tune. How do you feel about the new Pussycat Dolls song?
Oh, amazing.
Have you heard it?
Yeah.
Right, and then we'll get Sophie in the studio.
Beautiful.
When I get messed up at the party, I make a scene and get upset. But when I wake up in the morning, you bring me breakfast in bed and act like there's nothing to forget. Maybe I should count my blessings that you're just that type. So call me masochistic, but sometimes I won't. Hang up the phone, you call me back.
Why don't you mess me around like you're supposed to? You're turning me cruel cause I'm just wanting you to be like.
Gossip's already starting.
Why do I always laugh when it comes
on?
That is the voice of Sophie Kasai.
Yes.
What a weird end of a show.
Isn't it? How are you doing?
I'm doing well, you know.
You are?
Yeah. I am doing well. I've been working like a lot in London this week.
What have you been doing?
Oh, everything. I just can't wait to get home now.
I bet.
I think like a lot of my work is in London. So I've been doing press for Geordie OG.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. X on the Beach. Yes. It's mostly like MTV stuff, but it's fun. So I'm not complaining.
Okay, good.
Yeah. When are you going back home?
Literally tonight. Oh. I can't wait. I've just bought my first house and I like need to get in there.
I'm the same. Yeah. I'm 3 months into living in my own place.
How is it?
Love it.
So, Steve, you got sofas now, right?
I've got a bloody sofa and everything.
Listen, I know it's really bad, but you know what I keep saying? Can't wait to just be on my own and like,
a bit.
Do you know what I mean? I've lived with my dad for 30 years. And a woman's got pleasure, and I just cannot wait. It's just pleasure on my own.
This is the most Geordie Shore thing that's ever been said in this
studio. Listen, you take the girl out of Newcastle.
Yeah, it's true.
Amazing. The way I had to go, I was like, what? I was like, did I just... Yeah. I'm not hearing wrong.
Yeah, 100%. You can say whatever you like on FUBAR. No one's going to complain.
Oh, that's amazing.
So, yeah, you are back for the second series of OG.
OG, yeah. So, okay. The first one that happened, I wasn't on that one because I was still sort of like transitioning from Geordie Shore to like out of that.
Okay. Yeah.
So, it has took a little bit of time to like become sort of Sophie Kasai rather than Sophie Geordie Shore.
Yeah.
And obviously, everyone else around us is having kids and settling down and, you know, going through the next stage in life. And then there's me.
Yeah.
Single, just moving out with my dad and still going out and partying and being hungover every Sunday. So can we just say there's always that one friend?
And there's always that one friend. But do you know what? You're living your high life. Yeah. So why not?
Exactly. And like everyone's different. I get that. But I am a little bit more relatable. So yeah. I think me being on this Geordie OG show, people can relate. Like, you know, I am 30, but life is very different to me compared to everyone
exactly.
else.
So, yeah. So what's different about OG to... The original Geordie Shore.
To Geordie Shore. Yeah. So Geordie Shore is obviously like a show where we're all living in the house together, going out, partying, and that's it. If we're like talking about normal day-to-day stuff, nobody wants to know. So I think with Geordie OG, it's following our lives. It's more of a reality, proper reality show where they can follow our lives, see what we're doing in a day to day. So like if I was filming now, they'd be here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So they'd film more this kind of stuff, which people want to see.
Rather than you just partying in the house. Like,
I did that for 10 years. Yeah. People are bored of it. I'm 30 years old. Are people really want to go and see me falling out of the club anymore? No. I mean,
you'd rather do it privately.
Yeah, privately. I mean, my days are gone. But yeah, Geordie OGs is a really good show because it's very relatable. Yeah. Like, people can relate to any single person on the show.
So who's on it in the second series?
So we've got OGs. So we've got Gary. We've got...
Now a dad of two?
Dad of two.
Which would be good. You can see his life as well with children. Like, who would have thought Gary would have kids?
Gary, down with top shagger, is now got two children. I'm the first person to have kids.
No longer the top shagger anymore, that's for sure.
Hopefully not. Well, I don't know, having all these kids, he's still doing it. Just with the one girl rather than 200.
Yeah.
But yeah, and then we've got Marnie, who has a baby on the show as well. And that's all filmed.
Have you met the baby?
Yeah. Marnie's my cousin, so like we're like family, so I try and see the baby as much as I can. I was with him last night.
Aww.
I give him a little bath. And,
okay.
And I like put all his jammies on, it was so cute. And then we've also got, Aaron, who's now having a baby as well.
Oh my gosh, you're having kids.
Holly, who's just got engaged. She's got an engagement party. And
so you're the single crazy one.
Yeah. I am that person trying to find love. I've just came out of a relationship, like a breakup a couple of months ago, so... You know what it's like? You both know, like, people go through breakups. It's hard. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It is really hard.
Especially in the public eye.
100%.
Yeah.
And I went through a really tough time.
Yeah.
And I had cameras following us 24/7. And, you know, I'm going to meet up with my friends who are having kids and settling down. And then they're like, so what's going on with you? And I'm like,
just going for a breakup.
Very much single.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know yourself, in this kind of world that we live in.
Yeah.
Very hard to find boys.
I feel like they're non-existent. They're just and when you do meet someone, it's in the public eye or even not in the public eye, and you're in the public yourself, it's like a bit, it's just difficult.
It is. It is really hard.
Just like when they get it.
It's like people think that we're going to get lads left, right, and centre.
Yeah.
It's not that at all. Lads feel intimidated, or people think they're going to be sliding into DMs.
Mm.
Tell you what, my DMs is big. Like, it's crap.
You should see my DMs.
I bet yours is good.
Yeah. However, majority of them are just creeps going like, hey,
true.
Dear. Yeah. Anyone that says, hey, dear. Yeah. Hey, how are you, dicks?
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Do you ever get dick pics?
No, that's one thing I don't care.
I get some sore ones now. You don't want to say it's like thrush galore. On my indirect messages. Like.
Lovely.
Gone. Yeah, yeah.
Why
they need Caniston on my
Insta. Why are they open to showing that?
What?
Open to showing a sore...
I don't know what they've been doing. I mean, they must be looking
through
my Instagram.
Maybe they're just really excited.
Yeah, yeah,
that's
what
it is. They've been looking at some racy pictures on your Instagram.
Amazing. So what made you want to go back to, obviously, filming with the Geordie Shore crew?
I think, like, everyone knew us for Geordie Shore for all these years. And people do assume that we are still Geordie Shore people.
Yeah.
And I think with Geordie Shore, I'm known as Sophie from Geordie Shore.
Mm.
I don't want to be known as that. I'm Sophie Kasai. There's another side to us.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's Sophie Geordie Shore. But I want people to see who I am and my actual personality and how I interact with normal life. And no one's really seen that with me. Like, unfortunately, I haven't really been on many other reality shows.
Yeah.
It's always been Geordie Shore. I haven't been given them opportunities yet. So for me to go on something like Geordie OG is just... a breath of fresh air, because now people can finally know like who I am as a person.
Exactly.
So I've took that like opportunity with both arms.
Do you think that it means that the actual Geordie Shore series is on the way out?
You know what? There is a new total cast on Geordie Shore. So there's a different kind of viewers.
Mm.
Like, we're all a little bit older now, so we watched Geordie Shore years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the in thing, because we could relate. Yeah. We were doing the same thing. But now we've all grown up. We are settling down. We are all having family.
Mm.
So now we don't watch that. So, but there is a generation that's still watching it.
Yeah.
So as long as they're still watching, the show's going to keep going on.
You know, definitely. I once went to a party in the Geordie Shore house.
Stop.
Did you?
As a journalist. Tell me all. They invited loads of journalists up, and we spent the night in the hotel, but then we partied. You weren't there, no.
Was not in that one, right?
No, Vicky was still there. And, Charlotte and
did they get you drunk?
The journalists were worse behaved than the... there was, people were crying, there were
the
hot tub.
I'm Charlotte drank me. A journalist went to an after party with Vicky, I'm sure.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Charlotte dragged me. I mean, Charlotte's, you know, who she is, and she's very funny. She dragged me into the toilets while she went for a piss because she didn't want to be by herself.
Yeah.
I was like, literally,
Charlotte Crosby, everyone.
What is happening? But it was really fun. But I can see how years of doing partying and then coming in and eating loads of crap food and blah blah blah.
Exactly.
And it's, just not good for you long term.
Not at all. And like our body's like seen a massive toll on it. Like we're always in the media, we're always in the public eye for our weight and going up and down. And of course that's going to happen. Like we were girls on Jordan Shore living in a house for 6 weeks, no mobile phone, no access to anything apart from alcohol and pizzas. You're gonna put
weight on. And people say, like, even when I went to Love Island, I was like, yeah, I'm gonna be in the gym all the time, be working out. Absolutely not. Did I ever step foot in there?
Yeah, because you're having fun, you're doing other things.
Every 2 weeks, I'm like, the boy's like, Joe, you're gonna come work out? You said you're gonna work out today. I was like, maybe tomorrow.
Exactly.
We'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah. And you know what? And then, like, we get out from Geordie, so we all train and get fit, then we'll go back in, we'll do the same again. So our bodies have been up and down for so long. I'm finally at the stage now where I'm like, not filming. I can just really focus on just eating well, looking after myself. And
this does seem to be a thing for the Geordie Shore girls, doesn't it? Yeah. You get that. You get loads of attention for maybe putting on a bit of weight.
Oh, yeah, never lose it.
And then you don't lose it. You'll look incredible.
Yeah, that's how I see in the press club. That's why.
Literally.
That's how it works.
Keep a career.
Well, you say about being in the press a lot, about your weight up and down, things like that. Have you ever been like a victim of trolling? Because it's a huge thing right now. We're all talking about this and signing campaigns about trolling.
Yeah.
Have you yourself ever been a victim of really bad trolling?
Where do I start? Like, I've been doing this 10 years, you know, like 2011 I started Geordie Shore and I was 21, now I'm 30. So I've grew up with trolls.
Yeah.
I mean, it's probably a lot harder for you. You get overnight fame.
Yeah.
And you're like, whoa, what is this?
Mad.
Wow. You know, I was just a normal girl. Like, who are all these people? But like, unfortunately, but lucky as for us as well, I was sort of grown into it all. When we first started Geordie Shore, we were living news everywhere. The world was against us.
Yeah.
We were hated. People could not understand that people like us were going out partying, drinking and behaving the way we did. When in reality, everyone was going on like that. We were just doing it with cameras in front of our faces.
Yeah.
We got trolled. There was a point in my life where I couldn't leave my bedroom.
Yeah.
I was like going to my mum and dad, why am I hated, mum? Why am I hated, dad?
Bless.
Like, why are these people so bad? And you know what? I've sort of learned to deal with it all in a weird way. I've grown thick skin. And back then it was only Facebook. Now, trolls are so open to troll you on so many different platforms. It's scary.
Yeah.
It is really scary. Recently, I had a really bad time. I did a TikTok where I repeated something that was trending, like this American accent. And they were like, oh, you know what TikTok's like?
Yeah.
Just copy
off
trending videos. Anyways, 10 minutes later, obviously the news with everything that's going on the minute, I was like, wow, this ain't good, what I've just done. Like, delete that
video. Is this the Caroline Flack?
Yeah. I deleted the video from TikTok straight away. It was really inappropriate, really bad. Next thing I know, someone's recorded the video and put it on Twitter. So then I'm like, I've got to publicly apologise. Like, I just felt like I had to. And I was like, look, I'm really sorry. This is a sensitive subject and it's a really bad time. And I shouldn't do a video like that. I'm sorry. I hold my hands up now. Can we all please forget it? Next thing I know, the media have got it. Trolls are there. Like, trolls are trolling me. And then saying that there shouldn't be trolls. Like, what?
Does it make sense? But you know, we're all talking about trolling because of the situation, everything going on right now. And yet they're still continuing to troll you after that. And it's just like, well, no one's really learning from anything.
No.
But you guys didn't deliberately do this TikTok to offend anyone. You guys, no one's like that, I don't think, in the world. But it's just so happens that someone picked it up and was like, okay, let's just associate that TikTok with an event.
Exactly,
and then it becomes a trolling event.
So I get it. But it's like, you know what? All these years later, it's still happening. And I think, like, all of us celebrities or people in the public eye would need to come together.
Absolutely.
Because we are powerful as a team. Like, we are really powerful with all the followers and the access we can get. We need to sit down and, like, something needs to be done. But it's just, what?
How
do we do it?
It's like, where do we start? Obviously, we've got the campaigns.
Yeah, there is campaigns.
So we've got the campaigns going on. Everyone's voting and everyone's doing this and that on it. And it's just, what next?
What next?
Do we do next?
Yeah. It is a struggle.
I think it's a difficult one because I don't think it's going to be easily solvable.
No.
I don't think you can create a law and make a blanket rule because some people as well think that they're being trolled, but actually what's happening, someone's just disagreeing with their opinion on something or something like that. And you can't, how do you mediate?
I get that.
It's really difficult.
You know what? People can have an opinion. We get that. We all have opinions. Like, don't get me wrong. I've watched a TV show and I've went, oh, I don't like her hair or shoes. But I don't publicly go and be nasty to someone on social.
Yeah.
Like,
were you upset? Were you upset then after all 100%, this happened?
And you know what? Sometimes I'm thick skinned. I like think I am. But at that moment in time, I was like, whoa, I feel really awful.
They're
making me feel really bad. And I get what I've done. Do you know what I mean? I'm a grown woman. I know when something's wrong, but I don't need people to drag me down as well. So luckily enough, me and Nathan were going through it together. And I was like, yeah, but you know what? News, it's brushing the carpet now. It's sort of forgetting about it. And I knew this would happen. So I'm all right now.
Good. Glad to hear that.
Yeah.
Well, Sophie, we could keep you all night, but you've got to get a train. Thank you so much for coming in. When is Geordie OG?
Geordie OG is actually start on Wednesday, this Wednesday. God. We've got the new episode, well, my episode of X on the Beach, Where I Arrived, which is on Tuesday. And then Wednesday is Geordie OG. So MTV week.
Busy, here we go.
Amazing. We'll be definitely watching.
Thank you so much for coming in. Really appreciate it. Bye. Take it back.
Radio presents
Tuesday Takeover.
Welcome to the Tuesday Takeover. My name is Cece Coleman.
I am here with the lovely Gavin.
Hello, everybody.
We have Natasha.
Legero.
And we have her husband.
Moshe Kasher.
I kind of got kidnapped on a date once.
Whoa.
Yeah. We met up for drinks, and she'd had like a bottle and a half of wine already.
She was drunk.
Oh my God.
We ended up just like hanging out back at her new place. I spilt red wine on her brand spanking new sofa.
She could have beat your ass, Gavin.
Exactly. I actually did stay the night. I kept hearing her getting up to lock the doors and lock windows. I had this really horrible feeling that I was locked in.
Well, you were locked in.
Well, yeah.
The Tuesday Takeover. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. FUBAR Radio.
I think things are about to get a little bit loud in here now because we have four diamonds in the house.
Can I just say it's five of diamonds? I did join their band, their band a while back, so it seems
that's not
five.
What my notes say, so sorry. That's incorrect. How are you girls?
Good.
Yeah, really good.
You all look amazing.
Yeah, you do all look looking very good.
We're all looking quite swaggy, so I told Stephen to put his woolly hat on, but Stephen hasn't got it on. Come on, Stephen, get with
it. Fine, I'll put my hat on.
We need a boy in the
screen.
What's been going on for you girls?
Oh my God, I'm still recovering from the craziest 48 hours.
Why? What's literally happened?
So we had a rehearsal on Tuesday, then we went to the Brits party.
Amazing.
That was a late one.
Oh, I bet.
Then we all had about 2 hours sleep because we had to shoot something very exciting yesterday.
I was looking at Lauren then like, don't give it away, don't give it away, don't give it away.
It's so easy to slip up, isn't it?
Yeah.
Can you give us a hint or you're not allowed? So obviously something to do with music, obviously.
Yeah.
Always. But yeah, so we literally had like a 12-hour day yesterday on 2 hours sleep.
Oh my God.
Which was... heels on. Yeah, we'd been in heels for about 24 hours yesterday.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Do you know after the club when your feet like hurt so bad that you can't even take it no more? And then you have 2 hours sleep and you wake up and your feet are still throbbing.
And you got to put them back into heels.
Yes.
What is wrong with you girls? Just wear a pair of trainers.
Oh, we wish.
It doesn't have the same effect, darling.
No, especially when you're 2 foot. I mean, you're short.
Yes. Yeah,
you're
so short.
How tall are you two?
Oh, they're not bad. Yeah.
Yeah. They're the tall ones.
We're going to need some heels on. Yeah.
So you guys took part in X Factor 3 years ago, 4 years ago?
Three.
Nearly four now. Yeah. Nearly four.
Yeah. Blimey. 2016. What was that experience like for you?
Amazing. It's such a great opportunity. Obviously, we wouldn't be where we are now without it. I think it just taught us so much. We always say it's like a fast track into the industry.
Yeah. Massively.
But you still have to work for it. That's the thing.
Oh,
isn't
my Christ, yeah.
Early mornings, late nights. It's not easy.
Yeah.
But it's, if anything, we'd say it's probably like harder to go through that like fast track and then come into the real industry and be like, oh, wait, like, you realise how grateful you are to have experienced those things, because some artists don't even get to experience what you experience when you're on that show. Yeah.
Who was your mentor?
Louis Walsh.
Did you go in together, or did you get paired up when you were there? Like, how did you meet? Like, can you explain it to me? Because I'm really interested in stuff like
we
that.
We went in as four soloists, but no one ever saw that because like the producer's audition thing that we went to. And then we got like rejected when we get through as soloists. And they called us and they were like, oh, there's a management company that are putting together a band. Would you be interested? We can pass on your details. So we were like, yeah, why not? And we ended up in this day in June. Was it June the 20th?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, 30 God. Girls in a room. We'd never met before, like we're from different parts of the UK.
Yeah.
And literally throughout the day, like girls were getting sent home and we were the final four at 6 p.m.
Oh my
but
God.
The funny thing is, none of us were actually going to go to the audition at the start. Like, I couldn't get the train down. Sophie, where were you?
My best friends booked my ticket because I wasn't going to go.
And Caroline,
I was in New York.
Yeah.
Oh, I was going to go.
You really wanted to be in this cover. And what's it been like for you since the show? Because you did pretty well.
Yeah, we did. I mean, we've had like a crazy few years, and I think when you actually look back, you're like, oh my God. But in the moment, you don't always realise how amazing things are. So last year, we supported Rita Ora on her UK leg of her tour, which is like amazing. And at the time, like, we found out, I think it was just over a week before the tour, and you don't really have time to process it.
Yeah.
And then you look back and you're like, what the hell? We were performing in the O2, like, it was nuts.
Did you guys, like, disagree on what songs you wanted to perform at that point?
No.
Because you've got a week to decide.
We've only got singles, really.
We're still pretty new, so.
So we just have to go with it, but we've definitely performed our favourites.
Yeah.
And how were the crowd?
Oh my gosh, amazing.
We had such a good reaction.
We said afterwards, we don't think we saw one negative comment.
Oh, wow.
In the whole of that tour on any of the social medias, which actually is really, really not easy to achieve. There's always someone that's got something to say. Yeah. And we didn't have any of that.
Because if I was a singer, I'd be so scared to literally sit there and go, okay, what's the crowd going to be like? Imagine they're all just standing there like little sardines, like just standing like staring. What'd you do?
Some
like,
people do.
Yeah.
When we got out on stage, obviously everyone's there for Rita Ora.
Yeah.
Like, so we get looked at like, who are these girls? And then by the end of it, like, they're doing the dance moves with us. So
no, yeah. There was times where you'd smile at someone like singing and they'd just stare right through you.
They wouldn't even smile back.
They probably weren't thinking you were looking at them.
Yeah, that's what it is. I don't think they think you're looking at them, but the amount of times you do that where you're on stage and you're like, and they're like, okay,
I'm not gonna lie, I'm the culprit because I'm sometimes like that at a concert and I'm having the best time, but you can't see that on my face.
I got called out by a drag queen once in a gay bar because I was just staring. She was like, you're staring at me like I'm a piece of art. I was just going, arms crossed.
They were.
I was having a good time. I was just watching what she was doing.
The day we released our first single, Name on It, we went to see Katy Perry at the O2. The label took us and it was amazing, and I remember one of them saying to us, girls, you look miserable.
Did you have fun?
We're like, you don't realise, like, that's what we dream of doing.
Yeah, so take it all in.
It's like watching, I don't know, like, It's a pro, like, it's actually, you're soaking it all in. You're not necessarily going to stand there every time, like, with your arms in the air. Soaking it in, so I get it.
Well, we're going to play a little game with you today.
Oh, yes, love a game.
I am going to be the quiz master.
I don't even know what the game is.
Well,
so
basically, we've got a load of X Factor related headlines.
Oh,
but
you have to guess
which word has been blanked out.
Okay.
I'm actually an X Factor, like, I was a fan, so hopefully I'm good.
Okay, let's try one. Simon Cowell wanted Cheryl Affair. She played me like a blank.
Violin.
Fiddle.
Piano.
Cello. Dog. Fiddle.
You're actually not far off.
Cow.
Played me like
cat.
A fool.
Cat.
Played me like a beautiful cat.
Oh,
jeez.
Who wrote that headline?
Simon actually admitted himself. Yeah, I don't...
How does it's not
very sexual.
Yeah, it's very strange.
Well, is cat... Basically, is he trying to say...
I don't think he is.
Oh, Joe!
She played me. He's saying she played him.
But how do cats play?
Anyway, who the hell knows? But yeah, apparently they were quite into one another. Who knew?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Louis Walsh claims he only left the X Factor because Simon Cowell blank
kicked him off. Oh, is it just one word?
Booted.
Three words.
Booted him off.
Him off is right.
Sacked him off.
Is it?
Didn't like him?
Is it a swear word, him off?
No.
Oh, fucked him off.
No.
Went for it.
Did you kick?
I was thinking of a different swear
Tossed.
Word.
Tossed. Dirty girl.
It was paid. Paid
him
off.
Oh, that was obvious.
I don't mind being paid
That's
off.
That's
not very juicy.
Not over that. Sorry, guys.
Okay, this is an interesting headline. Nicole Scherzinger is a blank from Cheryl.
Downgrade.
Yeah.
Oh!
Did you say that?
I'm not sick at this.
Did you sell that story, Joanna?
No.
X Factor producers admit Four of Diamonds were blank.
Manufactured.
Yeah.
Yes! I've seen that one before.
I've seen that too many times and it's
not hard.
Manufactured, like, is not the best word.
It makes us sound so fake, like a phony.
Like a factory made in a factory.
Oh, Christ. You were hand chosen, hand picked, hand selected.
Yes, exactly.
Celebrity, X Factor celebrity Dermot O'Leary brands Nicole Scherzinger the most blank judge.
Hot. Attractive,
sexy,
insane,
no.
Sassy,
dramatic,
no.
Mean,
no.
Real,
no.
Most
authentic,
famous,
no.
I think it's something to do with the fact that she's the most hands on.
Yeah,
the most.
Forward.
Involved.
Invested.
You're really close. I'm just going to tell you.
Yeah.
Committed.
No, I knew it. She is, realistically, from seeing her with... Louis is.
Was she
on
our
year? No, do you know what? She actually was.
Yeah. No, she was.
Oh, yeah, because she said
with Matt Terry.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Nicole, if you hear this, we want to support you on tour. Thanks.
Yeah, my God, the dream.
Not really, but let's be quiet. Yeah.
Well, the Pussycat Dolls are back.
Oh. Yes. Yay.
And they're touring,
oh my God,
aren't
that
they?
Is big.
That music video. Oh my God.
Oh my God, it's so amazing. I just.
I feel like I looked at myself in the mirror afterwards and I was like, what is this?
I fancy them
one
all.
One of them had only had a baby, like. 4 or 5 weeks before.
Yeah, that's mad. How?
I mean, I hope I don't offend any of them, but I'm sure, like, aren't they all like late 30s, 40s?
Yeah.
How? How are their bodies? Ashley Roberts posted a picture the other day from the video shoot, and I was like, right, you've got at least you've got over 10 years on me, and your body is 1,000,000% better than mine.
Just happens that way sometimes.
Yeah.
We've got one more. X Factor Louis Walsh and Sharon Osbourne tell blank during the show.
Lies. Truth.
No.
Oh, wow. Oh. I'm so bad at this.
Tell.
Troll.
Joke.
Two words.
Oh.
Bullshit.
Shit jokes.
That's one word. But.
Yeah. Tell.
Say it again. Read it again.
X Factor's Louis Walsh and Sharon Osbourne tell blank during the show.
Tell blank blank.
Real stuff.
Real
fascinating. Real stuff. Really good
stuff. I just saw my head pop up and real stuff.
Yeah. Tell. People off. Simon
no,
off.
No, but that's not bad. It's actually...
Producers off.
No, that would be bad. tell dirty stories.
Oh!
This is actually in 2016. Sharon admitted that the reason behind the pair's constant cheeky smiles is because they were telling naughty stories to one another.
I mean, do you know what? This press is probably right in this.
Surprise me.
This newspaper, but how the hell did they even know that?
Well, that's what Sharon told them.
Oh!
They're a bit flushy.
They weren't making it up. So what's coming up next for you girls then?
So we've got lots of new music going to be coming out. We've got a music video very soon.
When? Can we say?
No.
Next week?
Okay, yeah, next
fine.
Week.
Yeah. Can Sorry. We say? Next week.
Oh, my God, can we?
Yeah, you know what? Fuck it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't see our manager by the window saying no.
Tuesday.
And it's for our latest single, Let Me Love You. It's out now, guys.
Yeah. Stream it on all
which
platforms.
We actually have to play.
Have to play, really?
We have to play.
We'll pin you down if you don't.
Yeah, actually, to be fair, there's way more of you than there are.
Literally.
I'm
here.
I'm part of that too. Yeah, you're part of Fama. Thanks so much for coming in, guys. Really appreciate it.
Guys.
We're going to play Let Me Love You right now because we have to.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye.
Your true beauty's description looks so good that it hurts. You're a dime plus 99. Don't even know what you're worth. You're bad and it shows. From your head to your toe, it's out of control. Baby, you know. Baby, you should let me love you, love you, love you. Let me be the one to, one to, one to. Baby, you should let me love you, love you, love you. Give you everything you
so good.
That was really good. I actually really enjoyed that song.
Dancing around the studio.
Every single one of their songs is amazing.
That was really good.
Yeah, I've known them for quite a while now. Honestly, every single song is unreal.
Well, I'll be definitely, I was going to say bashing that one out, but that's not that's not what I mean. You know what I mean?
Oh my God, what is going on? There's a lot of like genital conversations going on.
That is true. Let's change the subject. Actually, yeah. No, let's change the subject to something probably a bit more serious, because obviously we were talking just earlier about Caroline Flack.
Yeah.
And you will have met her. I met her before actually when she was doing Strictly Come Dancing.
Yeah.
What have you made of the whole situation and how do you feel about it?
Yeah, for me,
obviously you did Love Island, that's yeah, what I'm trying to...
I think for me, it was really hard to take in, like it hit me a little bit, because I follow and I know Caroline's friend. And she put up a video of Caroline and a friend the day before it all happened. Mm-hmm. And I basically said to my friends, God, Caroline don't look right. She doesn't look herself. And I said, you know, she's going through a lot. I said, yeah, I know, but she doesn't look right. The next day it happened. And I just thought, my gosh, like, bless her heart. And, you know, it just goes to show that trolling really needs to stop. And we need to, and in the press and the media, you know, cyberbullying is, you can go to the police for cyberbullying. Why is it okay that the press are allowed to cyberbully someone?
Okay.
In fact, mm-hmm. does that make sense? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What do you think about it?
I think that she was obviously having a very difficult time.
Yeah.
And that the press didn't help.
Yeah.
But I think it was a combination of things rather than just that one thing.
Yeah.
Because lots of people have difficult times and don't reach the solution that that Caroline did, which I think is obviously really unfortunate and shocking. I mean, genuinely really shocking.
Yeah.
It's a real complicated one. It's really difficult. And I don't think that it's a problem that has a simple solution.
Yeah, definitely.
But obviously, you know, this is the third death by suicide that's happened related from Love Island contestant or, you know, people related to Love Island. And that's quite scary, you know, like...
Yeah,
I don't know what the solution is.
Yeah,
there were talks about it coming off air. I know the sub because they've got the winter ones running right now. That they're talking about someone coming off air.
Yeah,
I don't know if that's the solution. I don't know. What do you think?
I don't know.
It's difficult, isn't it? Yeah, it's kind of feel like it's a bit beyond my pay grade to know what the solution is.
I think Caroline wouldn't have wanted it to be taken down.
She was a fan of the show as well as presenting it, wasn't she?
It's a hard one because I think even now watching it, all I'm thinking about is Caroline, and I feel like sometimes I can't watch it anymore because I'm just thinking about her because it's so raw. And you know, I met her three times, and then three times I met her, she was absolutely amazing. She was so kind, and I think, you know, people even on my post when I put up a nice little message for her were like, "You didn't help her," and I was like, "But you know what?" What
That's like, the thing. You weren't her friend. Yeah. You knew her. You know, it's the same as a lot of people when we do jobs like you do and I do with the press. I meet a lot of people. It doesn't mean if they were going through trouble, they'd want me to call them up.
Yeah, they're probably like, what do they want Joanna messaging for? You know what I mean? What can I do? But, you know, when I think about my experience of Love Island, I think about Caroline. I think that she was... a massive thing, you know, oh my God, Caroline's walking in, oh my God, Caroline's going to come. And even to her standing next to you, you feel a sense of awe. You're like, oh my God, and she's got such a lovely aura about her, and she's so kind, and it's just, it is a real shame. We've lost a great person, and, you know, bless her. I don't know what she was going through at that point, but it must have been tough to take your own life over. You know?
It's obviously not something that you do lightly, so it's going to be sad, and I don't think that... This is kind of over for her. I think people are going to be talking about this for a long time.
Definitely.
And that's going to be really difficult on her family. I know she's got a twin sister.
And
she was very close with her family. It's going to be really difficult, I think, the upcoming months. And difficult for ITV as well, because what is the solution for them?
So. Yeah, because even with ITV, they were so... Yeah, they absolutely loved her. And you know, you could tell they did. They had such a good relationship and stuff. So, you know, I don't want ITV to... sort of like I have to go through a lot of stress because of it and stuff like that, but it all comes with it. But yes, it's a very, very sad situation and everyone's feeling it. But
have you spoken to your other Love Islanders?
The cutest thing happened. So we've got a massive group chat from when we all first left the villa.
I bet you have to mute that sometimes.
We don't really speak in it.
Oh really?
Which is sad. But basically we all put in there, guys, like if you're going through anything, I think who started it? I think Michael might have said, guys, like, despite everything that's happened, despite the situation that everyone's been in on Love Island, like, let's all be there for each other, let's drop all the negativity. And everyone just said, like, guys, if you ever need help, like, we all went through this together, let's all stick together and help each other out. And I think that was so nice of us all just to come together and say that, because it's like we're all going through the same thing. And even talking to your parents about the situation that you might be going through in the industry, it's not easy to explain it, because they're like, oh, just leave it, it doesn't matter. Well, no, it's my life now, this is my job. So it's nice to have the other islanders to say, girls or boys, I'm going through this, like, can you help me? And me and Jordan have got really close now as friends, and he messaged me going, look, I'm always here for you, Joanna, if you ever need to talk. And just to have a friend say it to you. And I messaged Belle as well, and I was like, Belle, like, if you ever need anything, please, like, contact me. And to get them messages,
exactly, you don't want anyone to ever feel like they're so low that
they can't even contact people who are going through the same journey as them. Yeah.
Exactly. And I think obviously Love Island is a very unique thing at the moment, because when Big Brother started, what was it? What would it have been like? Nearly, well, 20 years ago, actually, year 2000. Like, that, there wasn't social media. Mm. So, yeah, you might have ended up on the front page of The Sun or something, but people will have forgotten about it pretty soon afterwards. And even if they hadn't forgotten about it, they couldn't contact you and tell you that unless they were going to get in touch with your management, or do you know what I mean? All that kind of stuff. So we live in a different time now, and I think the success of Love Island can also be a problem.
So
it's definitely going to be interesting to see how things pan out.
Exactly, but I think definitely, like, even I'm receiving messages of people going, I'm so sorry for trolling you, I'm so sorry for saying something negative. And it's funny, because this person copy and pasted his message to so many of us, because I think Arabella might have put it up about this person apologising, and the next minute I then go into my DMs and I see his message, and I look up and he said the same thing. And he was like, were trolling me before, but then he apologised. So he clearly trolled a lot of people, and he's very, very sad about it. So, you know, bless him for saying sorry. But
then sometimes, do you think that then he's then apologising for the attention?
Yeah.
Because that's the problem. It's like, it's a real odd...
The fact he's like saying to us all as well and copying, it is a bit weird. And sometimes you just got to turn a blind eye to it all. And sometimes you got to switch off from it, because you get too wrapped in it sometimes. Like, my dad sometimes says to me, Joe, like, turn your phone off.
And it's right, you know? Like, it's you connect with the real world and the people around you that actually know you, and not those that, that don't have your best interests.
Exactly. But you know, I'm glad that us people in the public eye are coming together now and working together to maybe like dampen down the trolling, if that's the right thing. And basically just try and stop as much as we can for anything happening like this again, because it genuinely is really, really bad. Yeah. It's not good at all.
What have you made, changing the subject slightly, what have you made of the current series? Are you watching?
Yes, I really liked it. I was really, really enjoying the series.
Is the final next week?
The final is, next week. I love the cast. I think they're amazing. I've messaged, like, majority of them saying, guys, if you ever need advice, please come to me. Like, when you come out, there's going to be trolling, but, like, ride the wave. This is your career now. You've got so many opportunities. Take it while you can. And I think a lot of them have really appreciated that as well. So they're all lovely. They're all amazing. Like, there's not one person I don't sort of connect with or think that I couldn't bond with in future. So it's really good that they're all such kind characters and so lovely. So I'm actually excited to meet them all.
Who do you think is going to win?
I think...
I've been really bad with this series. I can't remember.
Shanice and Luke.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay.
I've always liked Shanice. Always.
She's had a bit of a journey.
She's had a journey. And I think she's got a kind soul, kind heart. Am I saying the right saying to you?
Yeah, babe, you're fine.
Kind soul, kind heart. And I think that she deserves the win. Absolutely. But then I love Paige and Finn.
Yeah. Didn't something happen with them? Trying to think.
No, they've been good all the way.
Oh.
There might have been a press story that they've put into Love Island that made Paige go a bit like funny. But aside from
they
that,
love doing that, don't they?
Oh, they love throwing in a little thing.
Let's play a little song.
Yes.
And then we'll do some showbiz gossip, because I believe actually we're having a little problem with our final guest.
Oh, no.
Maybe they're not actually going to be coming at all. So let's play a little bit of Rachel Stevens. Yeah. Why not?
Now, hey, and your red gloves up, baby. No one cares but you. Access all areas with Joanna, Shimonides and Stephen Lang on FUBAR Radio.
Come and get a ride now. Come and get a ride now, now. So baby, come and get it right now, now, now. I can take you higher than la, la, la. I'm bad for your love, but I'm your cigarette. So baby, come and get it right now, now, now. All up on my body, boy, go down, now. I'm bad for your love, but I'm your cigarette. So go on and smoke that shit, baby. I know that you know I'm your favorite. Think she's what you want, but she ain't it. Watching on my waistline, trying to touch my waistline. Know I like to take time with it. Tell me you can look away, I get it. Do I need you on a short, not really? So you might never get to see me naked, na na na. Bad for you, love, that is what the deal is. Can't get enough of this. Said you're trying to hit it quick, but you need me like a cigarette. So baby, come and get it right now, na na. I can take you higher than la, la, la. I'm bad for you, love, but I'm your cigarette. And I am your cigarette. So baby, come and get it right now, na na. Tell everybody on mine, don't keep that shit secret. No, no, baby, love it when I do that. I know you're too pretty to be rolling solo. If you like it, you can take a photo. Don't quit. I know you want me like a bad habit. I'm your nicotine and you're the addict. All yours. Ooh.
Good, wasn't it? We were just messing around on the camera. So yeah, we were supposed to have another guest on right now, weren't we?
Yes, we was.
Unfortunately, Lauren Harry's
on her way to Cardiff.
So thanks for that, Lauren. Appreciate
if she can just turn around and come back here.
We've only got 4 minutes left of the show, so I'm not that bothered, to be honest. Well, nice to see you again.
Nice to see you too. How great were the guests today?
Really, like, good.
I absolutely love
Lauren was
them.
Brilliant at the end of the show.
Do you know what? Lauren topped it off. Lauren really made the day and made the night just like worth my while.
Wasn't it, right? but so nice seeing Sophie, Kasai, and five of diamonds. What's like, your singing voice like?
Here we go. Hallelujah.
Okay. Back to four of diamonds.
You know, I feel like when I've got a bit of a sore throat, so when it's a bit husky,
oh, yeah,
I'm
sure.
I can do like the lower tone of a I wimbo it. Do you know what I mean?
Fine.
And they'll be like,
in the jungle. Maybe we can do a duet. Maybe we should do Eurovision or something.
Oh, absolutely. But yeah.
Well, yeah. Well, I will see you again in a fortnight then, hopefully.
Yes.
And thanks everyone for listening. And
until
next time. And thanks for being so candid about Love Island and Caroline, because I know it's probably a difficult situation.
Yeah, it's very, very difficult. But I think everyone's got to come together and stick together. And I think that's going to make the biggest impact, I think, for sure.
What a nice way to end the show.
Yeah, well, thank you for having me. Well, thank you for having me. Thank you for working with me again,
once
Stephen.
Again, babes. till next time. Goodbye.
Till next time, guys.
legend of the phoenix. All ends with beginnings. What keeps the planet spinning? The force from the beginning.
Thanks again.